Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 9, Duct and Ventilation Systems. 1. What are needed to deliver air to the conditioned space? Air carriers. 2. High velocity or high pressure systems with fan static pressures of how many inches WC or greater are defined as high pressure. 3. A high velocity double duct system begins with a high pressure fan of class 2 or 3 design and conveys air through sound treated high velocity ductwork connected to sound and pressure attenuating mixing units. Connections to the outlets of the reduction units are treated as what? Low velocity. 4. Smaller sized ductwork using higher velocities permits conveyance of air to areas limited by construction and reduces floor to floor height, which type of ductwork generally provides the greatest strength, tightness, and economy. Round. 5. What blends air at two different temperatures for proper delivery to the rooms? Mixing box. 6. The term low pressure or low velocity ductwork applies to systems with fan static pressures less than 3 inches WC. Generally, duct velocities are less than how many feet per minute? 2000. 7. Low velocity double duct systems are many years old. It was not until after which war that their use became extensive? World War II. 8. Which systems are applicable to large multi-story buildings? High velocity. 9. Ducts made from what are no longer legal? Asbestos. 10. Naval guidance for asbestos handling, demolition, and disposal are covered by which series? OPNAV Instruction 5100.23. 11. Which type of ducts usually have the advantage of saving room space and being easier to install in walls? Rectangular. 12. Initially, an air handling duct is usually sized for which type of ducts? Round. 13. Which type of system generally consists of a blow-through fan unit discharging filtered air through stacked or adjacent heating and cooling coils into separate plenums and ductwork with thermostatically controlled mixing dampers at various room locations? Double duct. 14. All duct elbows, including supply, exhaust, and return, should be made with a centerline radius of how many times the duct width, parallel to the radius wherever possible? 1.5. 15. Straight sections of round duct are usually formed from sheets rolled to a proper radius and assembled with which type of grooved seam? Longitudinal. 16. Straight sections of rectangular duct are normally formed by personnel in which rating? Steelworker. 17. A fiberglass duct is constructed of molded glass fibers covered with a thin film coating. This coating is usually of which material? Aluminum. 18. Fiberglass meets military specifications for a flame spreading rating of less than 25 and a smoke development rating of less than what for insulating material? 50. 19. The fiberglass ducts allowed for use on Navy installations must range between 3/4 inch to how many inches thick, depending upon the size of the duct? 2. 20. The nature of a fiberglass duct requires that it be supported with 1 inch by 1/16 inch galvanized steel strap hangers shaped to fit the duct. For round ducts, these supports must be not less than how many foot centers? 6. 21. Unless aluminum surface duct is used, the specification of the fiberglass duct should be checked carefully to ensure that it does not fail when heated over what? 250 degrees Fahrenheit. 22. Which type of ducts expand as they become hot and contract as they become cold? Sheet metal. 23. Four other important duct system components are diffusers, grills, registers, and what else? Dampers. 24. What is a measure of the outward push of air on the walls of a duct? Static pressure. 25. Which instrument is particularly adaptable to maintenance work because of its portability, wide scale range, and instantaneous reading features? Volumeter. 26. What is an instrument that indicates air pressure by employing the principle of balancing a column of liquid of known weight against air pressure? Manometer. 27. What is the simplest form of manometer? U-tube. 28. What is used for the measurement of grill velocities on heating, cooling, and ventilating installations? Rotating vane anemometer. 29. What are necessary for making temperature measurements at various duct and room locations? Thermometers. 30. What is needed to determine fan speeds? Tachometer. 31. What is needed to check fan motors for proper operation? Multimeter. 32. Normally, air contains about what percent oxygen? 21%. 33. Certain areas of a building should have a slightly less positive pressure, what percent, than the rest of the building, to reduce the spread of odors? 5 to 10. 34. The amount of fresh air required depends on the use of the space and the amount of fresh air admitted by infiltration. One basic rule is to provide at least how many CFM of fresh air per person to provide enough oxygen and to remove carbon dioxide. 4. 35. Which type of pressure eliminates infiltration of air from the outside or from other spaces? Positive. 36. Which type of pressure increases the infiltration at windows and doors? Negative. 37. How many air changes every hour is the minimum for a residence during the heating season? 3. 38. It is also very important to remember that people occupying a closed space give off considerable heat. A sleeping person gives off about 200 BTU per hour. A person doing heavy work gives off up to what BTU per hour? 2400. 39. Which type of ventilation uses the natural forces of wind, stack effect, and breathing of structures caused by the interior-exterior temperature difference to induce air circulation and removal? Gravity. 40. You should select gravity ventilators based on the rating tables for the mounting height involved and a wind velocity of how many miles per hour? 4. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.